Hello, everyone. I'm going to rename myself. Happy Tuesday. Yep. Happy Tuesday. I am Coach MJ. I am the head of the member success team here at NoBS. Coach MJ. So what do I do here at NoBS? My job is to make sure you lose all of your weight, that everything we give you is clear and concise so that you can lose all of your weight and feel as amazing as you deserve. There's that. I have got Coach Christy with me today. She is in the chat and in the Q&A. She will be answering any questions that you have. She will be typing in all caps. She's not pissed. She's not mad. She's not angry. She's just letting you know where she is, that she's here. So who is this call for? This call is for anybody who is new to the NoBS membership. It is also for anyone who just wants a 30-day plan. It's literally who it's for. A lot of our members come to these calls just to get a swift kick in the ass from me and, you know, get them motivated, get them going. This month, we are doing 8 of these calls. They're exactly the same. So we offered 8 calls this month to make sure that any of our members that joined after our How to Lose Weight in 2023 workshop would have the opportunity to come on live. So you will get email reminders for all 8 of these calls. But if you're here tonight, you don't need to come back unless you just want to be in the community, hang out with other NoBS women, get a coach to answer your questions, any of that stuff, or you're like, oh, I want to listen to that part again. Then you can come back. You're welcome to come back as many times as you want to these calls, but we really wanted to give everybody an opportunity to hop on once within their first month of being an NoBS woman. So you cannot be seen on these calls. We are not pulling people up to be coached. I try to keep this as close to an hour as possible, depending on the questions. Sometimes we do go a few minutes over, but I do try to honor your time, keep you here just in a short amount of time. So, question. If you just joined after the How to Lose Weight in 2023 workshop, the bottom of your screen, you'll see reactions. Just shoot me a heart, a high five, or whatever some of those are. If you are brand spanking dang new, yay! I'm so excited. I'm so excited. All right. We also have live transcripts enabled on these calls. If you look at the bottom of the screen, you can turn those on if you would like to, if you like to read along as I run my mouth. So let's get to getting. I have there is a 30-day success plan, like a little workbook. If you don't have that, that's okay. Christy is going to put the link in the chat so that you can get it. You can get it later if you need to. We will be talking through some stuff here on this call. You can also just put it on, put your answers in the chat. You can go back and do it later, whatever you want to do. This is your call to do your way. So without further ado, let's get to getting. All right. I'm going to share my screen. Here we are. Can everybody see the 30-day success plan? Everybody can let me know if you can see that. Vern is here from our customer support team. Yay. Yay, Vern. All right, 30-day success plan. This is what we give you as a new member, or if you're an oldie but a goodie here, just to help you get set up for success in the next 30 days. What does it take to be a successful NoBS woman? I'm about to tell you. So it all starts with belief. So look, a lot of times you come inside, like you start a brand spanking new diet and you're like, I just don't believe I can lose all my weight. You don't need to believe you can lose all your weight. You need to believe in your next decision. Some of you are like very future thinking and you're like, girl, I can see myself in a bikini, naked on a beach, drinking a drink, in a string bikini on a beach. Some of you are like, I don't think this is possible. But what you can believe in is what your next step is. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Your ability to lose weight this month has nothing to do with your past. What you think about and do today impacts tomorrow's results. Does not matter if Richard Simmons did not help you lose your weight on the Daily Meal. It does not matter if you lost your weight and gained it back after doing keto. It does not matter. None of that matters. What matters is what you do today in order to lose your weight. All of that is just what happened in the past. You can learn from it. You probably know some of your patterns from it, but that does not impact how you're going to lose your weight inside of the No BS Weight Loss Program. You might be thinking, I just keep messing up, and you feel hopeless. Instead, could you think it takes time to get good at things? This can't work for me. You could be thinking, I could be wrong that it won't work. The success stories were wrong. I'm going to tell you something. This right here was my thought. This cannot work for me. I have tried everything. This cannot work. I was so wrong, y'all. I was so wrong. And I'm so glad I was so wrong. What if I don't lose all my weight? Is this the best use of your thinking? What else could you be thinking? Like, this is just a bullshit throwaway thought. I'll never know if I don't try. You could think that too. I'll probably screw up like last time. This time, I am going to make mistakes, but I'm going to learn from them instead of quitting over them. In the past, you probably made mistakes and just was like, fuck it, I'm quitting. We're not doing that here in No BS. We learn from it. You have an entire team of women here whose entire job is to make sure that you lose all of your weight. You just have to reach out for help. I filled out a discovery worksheet last night. I had to overeat myself last night. Not perfect. It's going to take so long to lose my weight. Every day that I do something, my journey's just shorter. That's another thing that you could think instead. You might not be confident in your weight loss goal, and that's okay. Losing weight happens one bite at a time, one decision at a time, one meal at a time. Can you believe in the little things? For food, can you believe you'll slow down at dinner today? Can you believe today that you'll leave one bite of food behind to practice not cleaning your plate? And it, for all of you who love leaving food behind, but you're scared to do it, your first step could be serve yourself and throw one bite away. That's another way to start leaving bites behind. For planning, can you believe that you'll use the 30-day planner and just see how you like it? I was never a planner before No BS. Never. Never. But you know what? When I started using a plan, it was like my security blanket. It ended up being a friend of mine. That planner was like, it still is. I still write my plan every day. It's very important to me. And I was never a planner before. Can you believe you'll plan at least one meal a day to get used to following a plan? So maybe you've never written a plan. You don't even know what that feels like, but you know for sure that you eat oatmeal every day for breakfast. Start with that. Just get in the habit of writing something down. Get in the habit of setting that time aside for yourself. And then once you get in the habit of writing down your oatmeal, be like, you know what? I bet you I can give myself a couple of choices at lunch too. Just build from where you are. In the No BS Weight Loss course, can you believe you'll learn something new? You'll try some of the stuff that Corinne asks you to do. I can promise you, you will learn something new because I still go through the course and learn something new every time I go through it. Small beliefs are better than big beliefs in the beginning. They feel doable, and doable means you do shit. If believing big things feels too pie in the sky, you don't have anything to kind of sink your teeth into. You're just going to stop doing stuff. But if you say, you know what, I believe I can write down my oatmeal every day, it feels doable because you know you have oatmeal every day. And then you'll do it because it feels easy. The more small things you do, the more confidence and belief you build. You start to think things are easier than you thought. When things feel easy, you want to do more, and lasting momentum is created. That's where momentum comes from. You do something, you're like, well, damn, it wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. And then you do something else, and you're like, well, that wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be either. Wonder what else I can do. That is when you build momentum. Momentum does not fall out of the sky. Motivation does not fall out of the sky. It all comes from doing easy things, really simple, easy things. You might be thinking small things aren't good enough. Crashing and burning isn't good enough. Doing nothing isn't good enough. Small things done daily with ease equals weight loss that lasts. And I'm just going to tell y'all, how many times have we done the big things? The entire pantry purge, where our whole family had to go on a diet with us. We were all kumbaya about how fucking miserable we all were. And we couldn't, oh God, if I could just eat some bread. If that worked, we would all be at our goal weight. So we're so used to doing the big things, the crashing and burning, the big, huge, sweeping changes. Let's give the small things a try. See if that doesn't work. All right. In your guide, if you have your guide, you can go ahead and write it there. If you don't, you can type it in the chat, or you can just think it in your brain. Name three things that you can start believing today. For example, I can listen to the No BS Weight Loss course instead of talking myself out of it. I can start the day with a glass of water instead of a flight of dieting ideas. I'm going to hear things I don't think I can do, but I'm going to try. So what are some things that you can believe today? I can listen to the course. I love that. I love that. That I can write my daily plan. Yes. Yes. Drink water, make a plan, talk to my accountability group. That's so good. I can drink 64 ounces of water, drink more water. I can leave two bites behind. Oh, I can plan breakfast every day. I love that so much. I can leave two bites at dinner. Yes. Yes. I can ride the bike for 40 minutes. I can build walks around my campus every day. Yeah, I can close the kitchen at 8:30 tonight. I love that so much. Close the kitchen just means we're done for the day. I don't need wine every day. That I can make mistakes in my choices and go on and continue. Absolutely. Absolutely. Defining success. This is my favorite part about No BS. This is my favorite part about No BS. Success is bastardized by the diet industry. We're no longer waiting on weigh-in day to feel good about ourselves. Like, how many of us have gone over to the Weight Watchers and we get on that scale and it tells us what kind of week we had? We decided if we've done good this week or we've been bad. Right before we went to the Shoney's Buffet at the end of the meeting. So says me. That's what I did. Went to the Shoney's Buffet, go weigh in at the Weight Watchers. Then go eat at buffet because you got all week to lose it, right? But we're going to build in wins every day. We're not going to wait on, as a membership, we weigh in here on Friday. We're not waiting on Fridays. We're not waiting on weigh-in day to feel good. The only way for weight loss not to feel like it takes fucking forever is to make each day better by spotlighting and finding real successes. The No BS Planner is a great way. We ask you that question every day. What can I do a little bit better today? And then celebrate the shit out of yourself. For me, I will tell you what happened with me. I never drank water. Like, I was literally not a water drinker. I drank coffee all day till it was time to switch to wine. Like, that was my life. Welcome to my life. Coach MJ's life before No BS. I literally had to start with like 16 ounces of water. That was my goal for the day. That was all I could do. 64 ounces, eventually I got there, but I had to do those tiny little things. That's what I was doing a little bit better every single day. Here's what, if you're doing this, if you're doing a little bit better every single day than you did the day before, here's what you might notice as you go on your no BS weight loss journey. Month one, you start losing a little bit of weight. You notice when you talk nasty to yourself and you reach out for new ways of thinking instead of eating. Month two, hunger cues aren't a mystery. So month one, you're probably like, I don't even know when I'm hungry. It's been so long. What is enough? I don't even know what enough is. Oh my gosh, I'm never going to figure this out. Month two, you're like, okay, I think I might start knowing now when I'm a little bit hungry. I think I got it a little bit figured out. You might have finished the no BS weight loss course, our foundational pathway, and start your next pathway. People start noticing you seem to be less stressed and happier. You know why? Because you're not beating yourself up all day long, every day, about what a fuck up you are. You start looking for what you're doing right, and everybody starts to notice that. Third month, your clothes start to get a little bit looser. You can go up the stairs without getting winded. You listen to no BS more than you listen to the news. It's the way of the no BS woman. Maybe you hit Queen's Club, which is the club for anybody inside of no BS who's lost 25 pounds. And we don't give a shit where you lost it. If you lost 10 pounds doing Noom and then you come in here and lose 15 pounds, Queen's Club, you're in. If you lose 25 pounds with Weight Watchers and you join no BS, day one, you're in Queen's Club. We give you credit for every pound you lose because we know that you had to work to get that weight off, and we're going to give you credit for it. The planner does the job for you. The habit tracker shows you days you're nailing the habits. So when you look at this habit tracker, it asks you to kind of keep up. Did you make your 24-hour plan? Did you assess it? Did you get your water in? Did you get your sleep? Did you do your doable hunger method? How's it going? And then at the end of the month, you'll be able to go back, see where you need to level up for the next month, see what you need to work on. It's like, you know, this is my month on a sheet. So you don't have to like, how many days did I follow that plan? Oh, I skipped that day. No, you just do the habit tracker. It's all right there for you at the end of the month. The assessment helps you see potential. It helps you see how you can do a little bit better today than you did yesterday. And your 24-hour plan helps you think before you commit. It's like, okay, here's what's going on in my life today. The 24-hour plan is really good if you're super busy. You can look at your day and decide, do I have time to cook tonight? Or is it going to be a night that I'm going to pick something up? Or am I going to have like a frozen meal? Because I'm running on two wheels coming in the house. So making those decisions ahead of time is so crucial. And that's how you really do start building belief in yourself, for sure. Use your guide. So we're going to talk about planning and how we're going to plan, when we're going to plan, what it's going to look like. So the 30-day No BS Planner is free for you. It's included in your membership. You don't have to buy it. But it is downloadable, it is fillable, and you can also print it. So we're going to go ahead and decide right now. For the next 30 days, are you going to print the planner? You can either print it at home, or we have instructions for FedEx, or you can send it to your favorite office store. You're going to print the planner, or you're going to download it to your digital device. Like, we're making a decision. We're all in for the next 30 days. Just pick one. Ain't no wrong answer. When and where are you going to make your 24-hour plan? Sometime before work is not an answer. So if you know you get up at 6, it's like on my couch with my coffee every morning before I take a shower. It could be it's the next thing I'll do after I put my kids to bed, sitting on the couch. Whenever that is for you, get really specific because you're making an appointment with yourself. You're creating a habit. And in order to create a habit, you need to give your brain some certainty. Here's when I'm going to do it. To me, success in the next 30 days looks like what? You're going to lose or maintain how many pounds? Go ahead and decide. It's just a tool. You're just shooting for that number. How do you feel in your body in 30 days? Maybe like the example earlier, you're up and down the stairs a little bit easier. Maybe you're snoring a little bit less. Maybe you're waking up feeling a little bit more refreshed. Maybe you are bending over easier to shave your legs. What do you feel like in your body? How do you feel around food in 30 days? You're probably a little bit more comfortable around food. You're probably getting better at planning those good foods that you'll learn about inside of module one of No BS. You're not as scared of food, of planning things that you really love that you've always told yourself are off limits and you can't lose weight if you eat them. You're probably a lot more comfortable with that. And then what else might you be thinking, feeling, or doing in 30 days that would feel like success? Maybe you have 30 days of plans under your belt. Maybe you started off like me with like 16 ounces of water, and at the end of 30 days, you're up to 64 ounces. You could be thinking, this is easier than I thought in 30 days. You could be reaching out and ask coaches or Facebook more to get the help that you need in 30 days, whatever that looks like for you. Let's see. Commit to your unique path. So how many people have, you know, found a diet on the Instagrams or got a book or whatever? You really didn't have time for it, but you're trying to squeeze your life into somebody else's diet plan. We ain't doing that shit around here. You're going to take what you're learning in OBS. You're going to look at your life and you're going to figure out how it's going to work for you, not how you're going to work for it. We ain't doing that bullshit anymore. Bending over backwards, trying to, you know, be what Oprah wants us to be. We're not doing that. Doing our own weight loss our own way. There are three types of No BS women. Basic bitch. You are busy. You need to optimize your time. You don't do the extras. You're like, give me the planner, give me the No BS weight loss course, and I'm good. I don't care about these live calls. I don't care about the Facebook group. I don't care about none of that mess. Just give me the knowledge and let me move along. You stay focused on your basics until No BS is finished. That's our basic bitch. Moderation mama, you got a little bit of extra time. You've decided to listen to Corinne while you're blow drying your hair, while you're taking the dog for a walk, maybe on your commute, you're listening to calls and stuff. You choose one extra that you would love to use and you use it. Maybe you join the Facebook group. Maybe you join an accountability group. Maybe you attend one live call a week. Maybe you listen to, you know, maybe you're doing some of the extra worksheets, whatever it is. You've decided there's one extra I really want to do and you do it. You use the planner just like the bottom line bitch, basic bitch, and you complete the No BS weight loss course. But you do not sacrifice No BS with the extras. So if you've decided as a moderation mama, girl, I want to be in a Facebook group. And then you're in the Facebook group for 3 days and you're like, shit, I ain't written a plan. I've just gotten so, this, you know, community is so amazing. I'm not doing my plan. It's time to back it up a little bit and get to planning. So you're not going to sacrifice your weight loss for the extras. Deep Dive Diva. Bring on the fire hose. I do not get overwhelmed. I thrive with all the knowledge. You get excited by it. You schedule any of the extras you want. You're still using your planner and you're completing the No BS weight loss course. And again, you're not sacrificing No BS with the extras. No BS, when you first come in, the No BS weight loss course, our foundational pathway is your number one job. Everything else we do inside the membership is based on that. Oh, and the other thing I want to say about this too, these things. Okay, so you just joined No BS and you're like, bring it on, bring it on. Maybe you're a teacher and you joined and you had a couple weeks off for teaching and you are a deep dive diva. Honey, bring it on. You might have gone through the No BS weight loss course in like a week. You're like, girl, bring it on. And then you go back to work. You might be a basic bitch. But in the summertime, you got your kids at home too, and y'all are going to the pool. Maybe you're a moderation mama. You are not, you don't decide that you're one of these persons, and then you can never change. So, you know, I'm a deep dive diva now, and then school starts back or something happened. You get something going on at work. You turn into a basic bitch, and then you beat yourself up. Well, you know, I was attending a call every week. I'm doing so bad. No, your life just changed. You're doing what you can do. You're showing up every day. You're doing it a little bit better than the day before. So you will notice as like different, you know, times in your life, you'll go back and forth between these. And you don't beat yourself up when you move across the lines there. Because we all have a life. We all have a life. Just putting that out there. The No BS Weight Loss Program is built to support you. This is the most important sentence in this entire presentation. There is more here than you need. There is more here than you need to lose your weight. Take what you want and leave the rest. That's like going into the library and wanting to pick out a book and going in there and be like, oh my God, there's thousands of books. I'm never going to be able to read all these. I guess I just won't check out the book I need. No, you go in there. You check out the book you need. When you're done with that book, you return that book and you get the next book. That's how No BS works. You ain't never going to read everything over at the library. You don't need to read everything at the library. You don't need to listen to everything inside of this entire membership. So just keep that in mind. Your guide describes a lot of the extra features for you, but I'm going to run through some of them now, just on this call, especially because there's a coach in the chat in the Q&A, and I'm here to answer any questions as well. So we talked a minute ago about maybe you're listening to the content while you're drying your hair or walking your dog or on your commute. So everything that is inside of No BS is in video format, but it is also in podcast format. So audio podcast format. There are four private member podcasts inside of No BS. So if you've been listening to Losing 100 Pounds with Corinne, that is amazing. That is our free public podcast. We can't go deep in those because they've not taken the No BS weight loss course. You want to kind of move over here, download these podcasts and start listening here. So on the website, you'll see private member podcasts. There are four. The first one is the No BS Weight Loss Course. It is the exact same weight loss course that you're watching the videos of on the website, but it's just in podcast form. That's all that's on this podcast. That's it. The No BS Weight Loss Course. Live training replays. So whenever we do a live call like this call, inside of the membership, we update it onto the website in video replay format, as well as in the live training replays podcast. So you can either listen to it on the go, or you can sit down at your device and watch the video. Every video on the website has got a transcript. You can click on the transcript and read along if you want to. We also save the chat. So like if you like are hooking up with somebody here in the chat, and you're like, oh my God, she had so many good ahas. I need to reach out to her. You can just go over there, get the chat, see who she was and reach out to her if you want to. Self-paced workshops. These are the pathways. So once you finish our foundational pathway, the No BS Weight Loss course, we'll get to the pathways in a minute. You will move on to your next pathway. All of those courses live here. And then we have the quick hits. So just like Coach Christy is on this call, if I say something amazing and mic droppy, she will timestamp it and get it to the team. They'll download it as a quick hit. It's like the 20 minutes or less, like big ahas, teaching moments, mic drop moments inside of No BS live here in this podcast. Ask coaches. This is where all of the No BS coaches live. There are 11 life and weight loss coaches inside of No BS. We all went to the life coach school, just like Corinne. We all have advanced certification training through Corinne. We also are all No BS women. We only hire No BS women as coaches. So we know this content inside and out, inside and out. You go to the website under Ask Coaches. You post a question, or you can just go read the recent answers and see if anything applies to you. A lot of people call it like the Reddit of No BS. So you can just kind of go in there, look at any questions that you want, and maybe your question will be answered there, or you can post your own. All questions are anonymous to the membership. So if you don't sign your name, nobody will know who wrote the question. And then within 48 hours, you come back to the website, back to Ask Coaches. Because remember, it's anonymous. You don't get an email. We don't be like, your Ask Coaches question is ready. You come back to the recent answers page. You find the title of your question. You click on it. It pops open just like here in the corner. And you will get your answer from a coach. That is how you have a coach in your back pocket all the time. All the time. All the time. I will tell you something. This is the truth. I do some new member calls where we kind of talk about, like, you know, how you're doing, whatever. And I bet you 95% of people who have left the membership and come back, and I say, how is this time going to be different? They say, I did not use Ask Coaches. I wish I would have. I'm going to use it like it's my job now. I'm going to have a coach on standby answering all of my questions all the time. And this is all included in your membership, y'all. There's not like, you know, if once you get to 10 questions this month, you'll log in and be like, you cannot answer, you know, you've exceeded your Ask Coaches questions. That's not how it works here inside of No BS. So make sure that you are asking your questions. It could be relationship questions. It could be you post your 4-in. I used to get my water in. What are your tips and tricks? I'm having a really hard time identifying if I'm hungry, like whatever. Come ask us anything. And then live coaching calls and replays. The training calendar lists all the calls for the month with the link to attend. So if you go on the website, it says training calendar. You click on it. You can subscribe to the calendar so that you don't miss anything at all. If you're like, I want to come to the live calls, you will get notification when they come. We do send Zoom reminders, but sometimes email gets wonky and janky and it doesn't send out and deliverability issues and all that kind of stuff. Your best bet is to live and die by this training calendar. There's a couple of ways you can do it. You can go come over here at the first of the month, see what calls you might want to attend live, put them in your calendar on your own. Or you could just subscribe to the training calendar. I will tell you also, these calls, about 90% of our membership never attend live. Most people watch the replay. So don't feel like you got to come to all these calls. The replays are always available to you. And, you know, people always ask, like Corinne and the coaches, how do you listen to so much? I am a podcast 2x speed girl. I can get through twice the content in the same amount of time. And until you have heard Corinne Crabtree cuss in 2x speed, you have not lived. You have not lived your best life. Give it a try. Replays are posted in video format and podcast format every Tuesday and Friday. So this call's on Tuesday. It will be uploaded on Friday. Corinne will be doing a Q&A tomorrow. It will be uploaded on Friday. For all of my new, brand new baby No BS women, for the first 30 days, you do not get the Zoom reminders. And I'm going to tell you why. We want you focused on the No BS weight loss course. But for all of my moderation mamas and my deep dive divas, come on over to the training calendar if you want to come to some live calls so that you can attend the live calls. You will be getting 8 Zoom reminders this month for this call. So we're making sure that everybody knows that these calls are happening so that you can get on one of these calls live. But if you are like, head down, No BS Weight Loss Course, we do not want to distract you. You're getting onboarding emails. You're getting plenty of emails from us. But if you want to come to live calls, go to the training calendar. Facebook community. You can meet other No BS women, get 24/7 support, cheerleading, and motivation. It is drama-free. I am telling you, it is drama-free. I don't know, like a lot of people are like, Facebook is so much drama. Number one rule in Facebook, No BS, don't be an asshole. If you're being an asshole, delete. We have people in there all the time. We do not allow foolishness in our Facebook group. It is a very loving, caring, supportive group of women. Subgroups are available. So we have a main Facebook group, and then we have tons of subgroups that you can join. Check those out. It's a great way to meet your people for sure. Notice on here, it says nothing about weight loss. You lose your weight loss on nobswomen.com. You lose your weight there. This is for cheerleading, motivation, and support. It's a great place to crowdsource, to ask your questions. 100% you can do that. The coaches are in Facebook, but you know, Mark Zuckerberg sometimes messes with our algorithms and we miss it. If you want a coach, ask coaches on that nobswomen.com website. That is where you are going to lose your weight. You're going to learn everything you need to know to lose weight. But I will tell you, our Facebook group is fantastic. Fantastic. Accountability groups. You can request, we will set you up with an accountability group. You can request a partner or group. We place you as many times as you need, because it's like, this is my favorite analogy. I love Nordstrom Rack. And I love all the shoes at Nordstrom Rack. That's why I go there. So I go to my size, and they're all beautiful and amazing shoes. I try one on, and it squeezes my pinky toe. That does not mean that I cannot buy a pair of shoes over at the Nordstrom Rack. It just means I need to try on a different pair of shoes. Accountability groups are the same way. All amazing No BS women. Smart, intelligent, caring, supportive women, they don't all fit though. All you have to do is email us. We will find a pair of shoes that fit you. Groups are formed in about 7 days. So you just keep trying on shoes till you find some that fit. That's it. That is how it works. Look, there's me and Christy. There's Christy that's answering all your questions. Every month, we will do weight loss challenges every single month. We are going to help you take what you're doing, what you're learning inside of No BS, put that shit in action and lose weight. It's going to help you get into quick weight loss action and lose weight while you work on your mindset, while you're learning things inside of No BS. It helps you stay connected to the No BS community while working through the No BS weight loss course. What this does is, you know, I've already talked a little bit about the pathways. So if you just join, you're on our foundational pathway, the No BS weight loss course. If you've already completed the course, then you go to the pathways page, you find out what path you're going to be on next. You take whatever you're learning in whatever path and you apply it to the weight loss challenge every month. There are fantastic prizes. Make sure that you check out the page on nobswomen.com. We are giving away prizes twice a month. Every month, we will have a new weight loss challenge. So we'll be changing it up, and there will be new prizes every single month inside of NoBS. So we want you to learn the tools that you need to lose weight, but we also want you to put them into action. So that's where the monthly weight loss challenge comes in. So everybody's on a different path, but we're all going towards the same destination, which is to lose all of our weight. When you log on to the website, you're going to see these 6 easy steps. This, like when people say, I don't know where to start, it's overwhelming, I don't want know what to do, do these 6 things. And literally on the website, it says, start here. start here. And then we even number it 1 through 6. Like, these are the first 6 things that you want to do whenever you come into an OBS. So when you come in, you're going to watch the new member quick start. We even have a website tour there. If you want to like see where all the tabs are and all the menu items, go over there and take a look at that. You're going to download your planner. You're going to start your foundational pathway, the OBS weight loss course. And you're going to be downloading your private member podcast. If you want to join Facebook, you can get an accountability group, and then you move on to the pathway. So you can listen to the OBS new member quick start. You can be listening to the OBS weight loss course while you do the rest of these things, while you're downloading your planner, while waiting for it to come in from the FedEx. You can go ahead and download the private member podcast. You don't have to finish the OBS weight loss course before you do step 4 or before you join the Facebook group. But these are like, this is like your checklist of setting yourself up for success inside of OBS. But you just want to go ahead and start listening to that weight loss course as soon as you finish the quick start. Use your guide. Am I a deep dive diva, moderation mama, or a basic bitch? Which are you? Go ahead and decide now. How will you know if it's the best fit for me? You try it. Just try it. If you're like, girl, I thought I was a deep dive diva, but that's a little bit much for me. I'm going to step it down just a little bit. You just try it. If it doesn't work, you pick a different way. What no BS extras do you want to do? So if you're a basic bitch, you aren't really picking any extras. If you're a moderation mama or a deep dive diva, you can pick some extras. What no BS extras are not a good fit for me right now? Maybe you know that you are a little bit social butterfly and you're like, listen, I can't wait to get in that Facebook group. But I know once I get in there and start talking, I'm not going to get that weight loss course done. I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to go ahead and join the Facebook after that. If I'm done with an OBS weight loss course, if I'm done with it, I'm not new to the program. Which pathway is the best fit for me going forward? When you go to the pathways page, we have a quiz. There's a quiz for you to take. We will tell you what to do. I do see, Linda, I want to address what you said. So especially if you just joined, maybe you did the How to Lose Weight in 2023 workshop and all that other kind of stuff. So Linda has downloaded the planner, which that's amazing. The journal book. The weight loss jumpstart, which was our, you know, how to lose weight in 2023, and the 30-day success packet, which is the call that you're on now. And she's like, where do I start? This is an amazing question. So if you attended the how to lose weight in 2023, those replays will be available to you as long as you're a member, forever and always. The planner you're going to do every day. So I'm glad that you got your planner. The journal book, we do encourage journaling inside of OBS. We just give you journal prompts. So whatever you're kind of working on, we give you journal prompts for different, like, you know, diet mentality and goal weight, body and self-love and whatever. If you are a person who loves to just write, you can just free write if you want to. But if you're a person who's like, I really want to journal, but I just don't know what to write about, that journal book, you can just open it up, pick a question, and write about it if you want to. The 30-day success, this is basically just figuring out who you want to be inside of OBS. You don't have to worry about this packet after that, after this call. You're going to get everything that you need on this call. So now you're just going to be working on the planner and the journaling book if you want journal prompts. So you are exactly right there. The journal is on the planner page as well. So you'll see the planner in its entirety, planner pages, and then right below that is the journal book. So it's not a journal book, it's just journal prompts. Obstacles and solutions. Thinking ahead of time about what might get in your way is a baller way to plan. And we even ask you that in the planner every single day. Oh, it says that next sentence. Sorry. As many times I've done these calls, you would think I know that was the next sentence. Obstacles are a necessary part of weight loss because it's life, right? We've been reacting to them with food and then quit. Now we're going to quit giving up, eating our face off and feeling sorry for ourselves that life gets in the way. Life is life. Right? It's here. It's here forever and ever. Amen. Your life isn't a problem. If you cannot lose weight while you live your life, then you're just doing another sad ass diet that doesn't prepare you how to eat and live the life that you want. That's what makes No BS so different. Doesn't matter where you are, what you've got going on, what happens in your life, you've got your brain and your stomach. You can always stop it enough. You can always, even if you like, you know, are on the way to the restaurant, like look up the menu right quick. You can plan ahead, even if it's just that quick. Here are some common obstacles. I eat out on the weekends a lot. I'm a social butterfly. Here's how you figure this out. Plan ahead on the way to the restaurant. Ask friend, do you know where we're going? And then use the internet and look it up. You got your brain and your belly. What else do you need? Make common sense decisions ahead of time. What I see so often with members is you think about what you don't know instead of what you do know. So we're going to dinner tonight after this call. I'm going out to dinner. When I wrote my plan this morning, I had no idea where we're going. None. Absolutely zero. So I did know I wanted 2 glasses of wine. I wrote that down. I knew that my daughter was making a cake for this birthday that we're going to. So I wrote 1/2 piece of cake. And because I'm having those good foods, I also wrote down that whatever I ordered on that menu, wherever we decided to go, was going to be a better and best option. I was not going to order a good food on the good, better, best scale. So I already know. I still don't know what I'm going to eat. But I know it's going to be a better or best choice. I know I'm having 2 glasses of wine. And I know that I'm going to have 1/2 piece of cake, a sliver, as they say. Obstacles. I eat my face off between work and dinner. Solution, plan a snack you'll like and enjoy eating. This happened to me when I was still working, when I was losing my weight. I was a physical therapist in a nursing home. God love the old people. 20 years, I love them so much. And I noticed that whenever I got home whenever I was getting home, I was so hungry. So I just got like a small pack of nuts and I would eat it on the way home every day. I love them. They were tasty. I didn't eat to enough. I just took the edge off my hunger so I could come in, I could change, I could get my kids' food ready, and then I was hungry for dinner. Don't starve yourself. And then a lot of us, you're not necessarily hungry, you just need a break. And the only way you're giving yourself permission to take a break is to eat, because you don't feel like I just need to take a break is a good enough excuse to just sit and just sit. How about we try that sometimes? You do not need to eat to take a break. You deserve a break. I eat my face off between dinner and bedtime. Again, if you're hungry, make sure you're planning a snack. A lot of times people who eat in the evenings are just tired. Just tired. Go to bed. Ask, what will I not get to feel if I don't eat? And then start giving yourself your real needs. So maybe it is, you know, tired. Maybe it is just relaxation that you're looking for. Figure out how you can get relaxation without the food. I like spontaneity and planning my food feels restrictive. Bullshit. Do you want spontaneity in your food, or do you want to spontaneously fit in a smaller pair of britches? Which do you want? You want freedom to wear what you want, surprise yourself with how long you live, to play with your kids and grandkids without efforting. You get to plan food you love. You are not suffering. You make the plan. You can have anything on the planet that you want to eat. If you think your plan is restrictive, ask yourself, what do I really want to plan, and plan that. I start strong and fizzle out fast. Girl, how many times? Ride the wave of initial enthusiasm. We're all on, you know, we come in no BS with our ass on fire. We're ready to go. And then, of course, it wanes. It always does. When the motivation wears off, which is normal, have a new baseline of what you're going to do to keep going. It is normal not to be like, woohoo. I always say this example. Whether you've got a baby or a puppy, we've all had them in the past. One or the other, probably. Some kind of pet, something. You bring that baby home. And then you just so excited that baby's crying at 2 o'clock in the morning. And you're like, oh my God, they smell so good. They're so cute. Blah, 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 blah. After about a week and a half, you're tired. You are not excited any longer. That jumping up out of bed feeling that you've got is gone. But you still get up. You've decided it's important. Same thing happens with weight loss. Same exact thing happens with weight loss. Use your guide. What are your common obstacles when you lose weight? When do you typically overeat? You know, when do you typically just say, fuck it? Like, is the weekends hard for you? Like, what is it? What can I do or think for each one now so that I'm not caught off guard? If you are a person who eats a snack every night at 8 o'clock, even though you're not hungry, don't be shocked that you're going to do it again today. Go ahead and plan for that. Know that it's coming. What resources does No BS have when those obstacles arise? Is there anyone in my in-person life I can get support or encouragement from if I ask? So many times we say, nobody supports me. Nobody cares about my weight loss. Ask them. Just ask them. A lot of times that's all it takes. It's just ask them. A lot of times we sit around feeling sorry for ourselves because nobody's helping us, but we never ask somebody to help us. And if you don't have somebody in your in-person life, you got us now. You've got all these No BS women, an entire team of coaches, an entire customer support team, two of which are Corinne's brother and her mama. They gonna help you. You've got us setting you up with accountability if you need it. You have people now in your life. You are not by yourself anymore. I done got myself to sweating. Shoot. All right. Here we are.
Yay.
Okay, couple things. I do want to touch on a couple things. Things that I hear all of the time. Okay. I want my perfectionist. I either have to do it right or I quit. I don't do it at all. Shoot me an emoji. Anybody in here? If I don't do it, if I can't do it right, I just quit every time. Where you at? Oh, there's a lot of y'all on here. Okay. This is my favorite thing. I'm going to ask y'all a question. Of y'all who raised your hand and shot me your emoji, how many of you graduated from high school and or college? Good many of you, probably. How many of you made 100 on every single test, paper, project that you did? Nobody? Huh. And you finished anyway, even though you didn't do it perfectly? What? You're kidding me. How many of you who are my perfectionists, I have to do it right or I quit, has ever burned bread because you forgot that it was in the oven? Y'all still cook sometimes? You didn't quit cooking. If you're a parent, I know you didn't do it perfectly because I don't think anybody can. You didn't throw them kids out in the street. You didn't quit. for all of y'all who said I either have to do it perfectly or quit, how many of y'all have ever made a mistake at work? Did y'all just storm off and leave, walk out? Or did you just learn from it and keep going? You have so much more evidence in your life that you can make a mistake and keep going than you do that when you don't do it perfectly, you quit. You just have to find that evidence. I see that so often inside of No BS. Y'all are people who claim to have to do it perfectly or quit. Y'all are people who make mistakes all the time and keep going. That's who you are. You're not a quitter when you don't do something right. You got tons of evidence that that's not true about you. I just want to say that because I hear it so often. This is the other thing I want to say before we get off of here. This is not anything you've ever done before. This is No BS. No BS is different. You do not see Oprah getting on a Weight Watchers call. You do not see the CEO of Noom getting on a call. We are real women with real lives who have lost our weight with No BS and who have decided that we are going to help you lose your weight as well. We have all the answers that you need. I know a lot of us are not used to reaching out and asking for help, but you literally have a team, an entire team of women who wake up every day figuring out how to help you lose your weight. Y'all have never had that before. So y'all aren't used to reaching out for help. Get used to it. We don't know you need help until you let us know, and then we will move heaven and earth to help you. You have got Ask Coaches. You have got the Facebook group. If you can't figure out how to use Ask Coaches, at the bottom of every page on our website, there's a blue question mark that gets you to tech support, that gets you to customer service. If you have any problems with your billing, or you're just like, look, I don't know what to do. We'll get you a coach in there to answer your questions. Ask Coaches is the best place to get a coach, but we will literally do whatever it takes to help you lose your weight. And I don't think there are y'all just aren't used to this level of support. We will be in your face, yo. If you'll let us, we would love to be in your face. So, yeah, there's a ton of content and support in here, more than you will ever know. Everything that you see on the website is included in your membership, except for events. We are doing, our live event is sold out. We have a virtual event coming up in July. If you would like to attend virtually, there are still spots available. That is the only thing that you will ever pay for inside of No BS. Everything else, Ask Coaches, the planner, support, the Facebook group, the pathways, all the courses that you see, the private member podcast, the No BS weight loss course, it's all included in your membership. Nothing. You will never see us asking you for more money unless it's for an event. Oh, one-on-one coaching. Thank you, Joanne. We do have one-on-one coaching, but that's definitely optional. About 2% of our membership do one-on-one coaching. That is where you just work weekly with one of our No BS coaches. And you can find out all the information about that on the website. Yeah, Donna Sue, you will complete a new planner every month. Yes, Donna Sue says, if I want to type, do I save as on the journaling so I can start a new one later? Yes, absolutely. That's exactly right. The July event is on the website. You can check it out there. It's called Busting Excuses Weekend. Isn't that what it's called, Christy? So I'm out of excuses. It's all online, Stephanie. It's all online. Unless you go to camp and then we send you swag in the mail. Yeah. So any other questions before we hop off? I'm getting good at this down to an hour, yo. Any questions before we... Donna Sue, the camp is very much worthwhile. We anybody who's been to camp will tell you. You can... So somebody said, can we order a hard copy of the planner? On that planner page, there is a all the instructions to get FedEx to print it for you. We no longer print it and sell it anymore. I'm so glad y'all enjoyed the call. So again, if you are new and you just came to this call, you will get email notifications about the rest of the calls that we are offering, these 30-day success calls. You do not have to come to another one. You do not have to come. We just wanted to give everybody an opportunity to hop on at their convenience in the first month. So you do not have to come back. All right. Let's go. Let's lose some damn weight, yo. One little thing at a time. You can find all the information for one-on-one coaching on the website. And after your first month, on Wednesdays, you will be getting an email so that you can sign up to be coached on our Sunday calls. So we want you to, you know, kind of get through the No BS Weight Loss course before you get on to be coached on a coaching call. But after 30 days, you will be every Wednesday getting an email for a sign up. You can request to be coached. All right. Y'all have an amazing, amazing evening. And welcome to No BS if you're new. You are loved and appreciated and surrounded with all the support you need. So have a great night. I'll see y'all later.